from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The strike against Canada Post could affect a long-held tradition in the annual downtown Timmins Santa Claus parade this Saturday night. For years, members of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers have walked in the parade, gathering letters to Santa Claus. Ed Yee, president of the Timmins local of CUPW, says if the strike is still on, his members are not allowed to do that.
I've been told that Canada Post is going to handle it, because I know that we're told to direct everything to Canada Post. There's an official response for them, but officially the union is not allowed.
Country 93.1 has reached out to Canada Post for that statement. A curveball has been thrown at the Timmins coordinator for Operation Christmas Child, but Peggy Bendel hit it out of the park. That curveball is the work stoppage at Canada Post. Usually the four post offices in the city are where you can get your boxes to fill for kids around the world and then drop them off. Bendel says she was lucky enough to get the boxes that were already at the post offices, and there's a plan B in place.
You can drop them off at Hallmark at the Timmins Square and at Drury's Fine Clothing downtown Timmins and also in South Porcupine at the Timber Mart or at my house.
The deadline is this coming Sunday, but Bendel says she can pick up boxes after that until the following Saturday. Home Hardware will deliver them to Mississauga for their first step through the customs process. Wait times at hospitals in Ontario continue to grow. The latest numbers from Ontario Health show the average wait to be seen by a doctor in emergency was 2.1 hours as of September. That's up from 2 hours in August. The longest delay was almost 4.5 hours at the Windsor Regional Hospital, while ER patients waited the shortest time at the South Bruce Gray Health Center in Durham, just 1/2 hour. The report shows 88% of all emergency room patients finished their visit within the target time of 8 hours. Wait times in our area are right around the provincial average, 2.2 hours at TADH. Russia is warning that the decision by the U.S. to allow Ukraine the limited use of long-range missiles to strike deep into Russian territory is escalating tensions to a new high. The missiles' extended range of 300 kilometers can only be used in Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces launched an offensive in August. The move comes after Russia deployed 10,000 North Korean soldiers to help defend Kursk. A counteroffensive is expected in the next few days.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.